Welcome to the IPMA's Who Am I interviews. My name is Alfred Wilhawk, and
welcome, Sue Balashek of Primal Rhythm. I am so excited that you're going to spend a few minutes with us here at the IPMA. How are you doing this evening, ma'am?
I am doing fantastic. I'm doing very well, and I hope you are too. And we are through some dark times, but I'm doing really well through it, and staying positive and focused, and blessed to be staying healthy.
Indeed. Well, I'm really glad that you're staying healthy and that you're coming out of some of the dark times. And people in the past have told me that when musicians go through dark times, they make really interesting music. I don't particularly say that you should go through dark times because your music is already incredibly interesting and fantastic. But anyway,
let me jump in on this. The dark times that I'm referring to are the COVID issues.
For sure.
What I'm referring to.
For sure.
Is you know, people are really struggling through COVID, and this will be a timely issue. You know, if people listen to this, hopefully a few years from now, they'll understand what we're talking about.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about how you got into music, Sue.
Oh, wow. I got into music way back in the day. Elementary school. And I actually played violin for a year. Way back in fourth grade, I played violin for a year because Big Sister played violin. And I thought, well, if Big Sister plays violin, I'm going to pick up violin too. And it was fine, but it wasn't what I wanted to do. And I got this inclination that I wanted to play the drums. And so I went to my mom, and again, it was third grade or fourth grade. And I said to my mom, I said, you know, I don't want to play violin. I'd rather play the drums. And my mom said, okay. She was very supportive. She passed last year. And one of the blessings of having my mother was that she was always, always supportive of my music career. And I tell the story that when I was touring full time, or even in high school, if I had a gig, my mom would refer it to a band job. It was always a band job, and she always respected that I played music and respected that I played music as a living and for a living. And she always referred to band jobs. That's what she called it. But going back to fourth grade, I approached my mom and I said, I want to play the drums. And she said, okay. She signed me up for private lessons. And I was in the band and orchestra in school all through high school. I played a few years when I was 14 through 16. I was in a drum and bugle corps, which was, and we went on buses and competed and stuff. So she supported that. And then after drum corps, I was in another band, and we were already playing gigs. So I was playing the bars. I was already playing bars when I was in high school. But because you're a musician, especially back then, you're a musician and you were the drummer in the band, they didn't particularly pay attention to how old you were. You walked in the door and set your gear up and played the show. So that's how I got into playing music. It was a calling. When I was a young girl, people would say, well, what do you want to do when you get older? You know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was going to be a rock star, and that's never changed. I still want to be a rock star.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you for that. So, what is the best thing about being a pagan musician?
Pagan musician, you know, again, you know, playing in the bars and all that. It was great, and I went through, you know, the metal genre and all that, and it was cool. It's cool music, cool scene, but. After we played with Burning Sage, we were actually downtown. We told the story with Burning Sage, I believe. We were doing a show downtown Cleveland, a rock club. And the sound guy came up to us and he said, man, you guys would fit in really well at Brushwood, at Starwood, the Starwood Festival. And we looked at each other and said, what's Starwood Festival? Because we were doing the metal scene, you know? And he says, oh, Starwood. And so he told us a little about it. And, of course, we jumped online and figured it out. And we ended up submitting our little demo and all that stuff. And so we did Starwood. And Starwood was our first pagan festival. And we were like, yeah, this is our niche. This is where we belong. We just kind of fell into that. And, you know, being pagans, and Lynn's songwriting changed from hard metal stuff into more world and spiritual flavor. And we just stayed there. We decided, you know, that, you know, we're not gonna chase that big record label anymore or play the bar scenes anymore, and just stick to the pagan music festival scene. And so that's what we did for the last, whatever, since 2012.
So, you know, you talked just now a little bit about Burning Sage, and, you know, now, of course, you are Primal Rhythm Ensemble, as well as Primal Rhythm being who you are and have been forever. Can we talk a little bit about Primal Rhythm Ensemble and Primal Rhythm as you?
It actually started in 2005. The truth of it is, Lynn took a break in 2005 from Burning Sage. Her daughter was a little ill, and she needed to step up and make sure that she was a mother first. She took a year off. So during that time, I created Primal Rhythm. And how that happened was, over the winter, I recorded my first CD. And why I recorded that CD was because I wanted to create a drum workshop and create a disc, a CD for people to put, you know, put in their CD player and have a drum circle in their living room. For people that don't have access to drum circles, well, it went over really well. Actually, it went over much better than I actually anticipated. And then I got a phone call from an independent filmmaker, and they wanted to use some of the bits off of it for their movie that they were making, and it is in part of the soundtrack of a movie called Return of the Cuyahoga, toured the Sundance Film Festival, and it aired on PBS. So, you know, it was, like I said, the first CD, people were telling me that they were using it for yoga. A lot of yoga studios were using it. Belly dance troupes were using it. I sold a bunch of them, more than anticipated, like I said. I thought, well, shoot, this is cool. And I had more ideas and on the back burner, so I recorded a second disc. And the second disc went real well. It just fell into that Primal Rhythm was my brand, and I used it for my workshops, because I do a lot of drum workshops. I've always done workshops. I started teaching drums way back in the day when I was in high school. I taught at a music studio here in Cleveland, private lessons. So I've always taught music. I've been teaching since, again, 17 years old. And so with a pagan scene doing drum workshops and selling drums and stuff, I just decided, and it, again, it just kind of evolved into Primal Rhythm being my brand. So then I decided I wanted to bring the CDs to life. And I thought how cool it would be to have a kick-ass all-female drum ensemble and bring the discs to life and bring them to stage. So the first time I did that was in 2011. And we toured for a couple years, 2011 to 2013. And then Burning Sage ended up becoming pretty popular, and Burning Sage started doing really well then. And I had to decide, so I decided to backburn Primal Rhythm. And now I'm bringing Primal Rhythm back to life here in 2020.
About that, but that's pretty awesome. And I'm excited to see where you're going to go now.
Cool. Yeah. I decided that I am going to really go full steam ahead on this because, again, Primal Rhythm always did really well. I just thought at this time around, I'm going full steam. I ordered fridge magnets. I ordered a new banner. We did the pictures. I did the new single, and I have two more songs that I haven't finished yet, so I hope to get them out probably over winter, maybe by the first of the year. Since snow is coming, we'll be inside more, and I'll spend more time recording, but I have two other songs already started. I'm booking Primal Rhythm for festivals. Anyone listening out there, if they want to have Primal Rhythm play your music festival, give me a holler. Yeah, what's really cool about it is the three original members. So it's cool. I'm really happy about that.
So you picked your new single, Crossroads, that we played at the beginning of this interview. Can you tell us about how that came about and why you picked that song? Because I'm sure the answer is more than that's the only thing new you have, because I'm sure that there's so much more. So please give us your a view into your inner workings here, Sue, for Crossroads.
Okay, so for Crossroads, typically, you know, like any songwriter, but for me, I hear an orchestra of drums. I've always heard an orchestra of drums. And that's why with Burning Sage or any other band that I've ever played with, when I play the drum kit, I always have all those toms because I like the orchestra of drums. I like, you know, I have a lot of cymbals and I have a lot of toms because I like the flavor and the diversity of the tones. And I like to create a melody within the drums. And so that's what happens when I work with the hand drums, the same thing. And I'll hear a really nice rhythm, something that I think is cool and catchy. And then I just build from there. And I really don't give it a whole lot of thought. I'll play a rhythm and I'll record it. And I'll listen to it, and then I'll grab another drum, and I'll just play. It just comes to me. I don't premeditate anything. I just sit down, and I play, and I go, wow, that works. I like that that works. And I might twink it a smidge, but then I record it. And so really, a lot of the recording is truly just off the fly. Again, nothing premeditated. Most of Primal Rhythm 1 and 2 was I'd lay a track down and I'd listen to it, and then I'd go back again to repeat myself, grab another drum and go, I think this drum would sound cool on it, and I would play. And I would just create the rhythms right there and just keep layering and layering. And that's how Crossroads came about. I did the dunes first, the three drums, the three dunes first, recorded them. It's like, I like this rhythm, I'm gonna record it. And then I played it back and I listened to it and I go, okay, well, I'm gonna put this djembe on it. And I have gazillion drums over here. And I'll pick which one I think will sound good, because they're all tuned differently. They all are in a different high pitch, in between pitch, low pitch. And I just create the rhythm on the fly. And then that's what I get. It truly comes really easy. It's almost scary. It comes so easy for me. I do recognize that I am extremely blessed to have this gift. I thank my ancestors and the gods all the time. And I say to myself, you know, I don't take it for granted. And I'm pretty like, how did I get so lucky, you know? So that's why I'm still going, because it's a, I don't think that it should be not shared.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So,
yeah,
so what message do you want to share with those who will listen to this interview?
What message? There is so much spirit in the drum, and you know, you can use the drum for meditation purposes, for healing purposes, for just enjoyment in the afternoon or going to a drum circle. And it's my life. And it I know from teaching and networking with other people that it has been their therapy and has changed many lives. Because the drum connects to your heart chakra. That's why it's so intriguing, and why people are so drawn to the drums.
How can we get a hold of you, other than through your IPMA page as well? This is your proverbial couple of minute commercial for your courses, for your music, for personal contact, all that stuff. So go for it. So,
okay. Facebook, at facebook.com, Susan.Balaszczak is my official page. Susan.Balaszczak, I'll spell you my last name, B like boy, A-L-A-S-C-H-A-K. So catch me on Facebook. Primal Rhythm also has a Facebook page. If you Google my name, Sue Balaszczak or Primal Rhythm, actually, if you Google Primal Rhythm, you'll find my name, because there's a lot of stuff under Primal Rhythm that Google pops up. You'll probably find my CD page, CD Baby page, which is cdbaby.com/Susan Balaszczak. And then for the new Primal Rhythm stuff, I just launched primalrhythm.hearnow, H-E-A-R, hearnow.com, and that's where you can get all the downloads, because CD Baby changed their stuff around. So now it's hearnow.com. So primalrhythm.hearnow.com for downloads, and that's where you can get on Amazon and all that stuff. And then what else do I have going? Oh, reverbnation.com/primalrhythm. That you'll find the calendar on. Once we start getting out of COVID and booking shows, the calendar will be on there. And I do have a primalrhythm.net, which is down right now. But I'm working on getting that back up. I never got rid of it. I just had it down while Burning Sage was busy. So I'm launching that back up. And on that, you'll be able to buy djembes and straps and pullers, along with all the CDs and the calendar and everything. So I got a lot going on.
Yes.
A lot in the works.
Yes, you do. And it's always awesome to spend some time with you, Sue. I look forward to when that comes up because, as I have told you before, I needed a new djembe anyway, and who better to buy it from than you, frankly. I'm looking forward to it when you get everything up and running. Sue, I just want to really thank you for spending this time with us here on the International Pagan Music Association Who Am I interviews. Check out Sue's page at all of the places that she spoke of, as well as at ipaganma.org/primalrhythm. You'll also find connection to all of her pages there. And as she makes new pages, we'll link them there too. Once again, Sue, thank you so much for spending time. And I look to getting out there next year and seeing you guys in person once again.
Hopefully everyone will be out and about. That would be great. That would be a wonderful thing.
All right. Well, once again, good night. This is the IPMA Who Am I interviews, and I'm talking tonight with Sue Balachek of Primal Rhythm. Everyone have a blessed time, and don't forget to check out her page.